And joining our conversation now is WBUR's Max Larkin, who's been covering the superintendent search process. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
So what do you think about what she had to say?
I think it's going to put a smile on a lot of people's faces in Boston this morning because of her, I think, pretty sincere-sounding commitment to listening to people, getting out in the community, and then sort of doubling down on what many in the city see as a core mission, sometimes a neglected core mission, of helping out students, families, and teachers.
What do you think were the big reasons why the committee chose her?
Well, they named a host of reasons over the course of last night's meeting. Some people mentioned her experience as a state leader in Minnesota for 8 years. So that's kind of like a bird's eye view in public education that not many people have. And then I think others said her commitment to equity, to making sure that the most vulnerable students, as she said, are getting a fair shake in the Boston public schools. And then you actually had member after member saying, we just heard so much from the public that they had rallied around Caselius, and they couldn't ignore that there seemed to be a consensus forming out there in the world. And indeed, that seemed to be the case. Multiple activist groups came forward to endorse her over the course of the past week.
You know, she just said to us she hopes the city will adopt her. Do you think that will happen? And what do you think she can expect as she takes over?
Well, I think being in the room, Deb, you saw that she'll have an unusually high level of support. You had people who were really intently committed to giving her a fair shake. But I think at the same time, you also have high expectations. after the meeting, I heard from school committee chair Michael LeConto. He called attention to how many people in the room seem to be pleased with the choice, along with the majority of the school committee. And that was reassuring for him, that a city that can sometimes be very divisive when it comes to education politics could still rally around a cause. Mm. He said her appointment kind of gives us an opportunity in BPS for a chance at peace and collaboration.
Parents groups, civil rights organizations, you know, the folks that we have on our school committee, we all came to the same conclusion, which is we want to be working together. We want this district to be looked upon once again as one of the premier districts for public education across this country.
So you heard Caselius talking about getting adopted. She also said during the interview process she's going to take those first 100 days and make it something of a listening tour. And if her Minnesota track record is anything to be judged on, she'll be moving throughout the city, talking to different people, some people who maybe haven't been heard from in a while. So it's a very tough balancing act, though, Deb, getting the winning support from a bunch of different constituencies in a diverse city. And I wish her luck.
All right. WBUR's Max Larkin reports on education as part of our Edify team. Max, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Deb.